Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, I hope you guys liked the Fall into Faith theme that we did last month. And I got a lot of good questions and feedback, and everybody is on their faith journey in different ways. And so I'm so honored to be able to help others through that. Okay, this month we're going to be talking about the magic, are you ready for it, of gratitude. And I know you're rolling your eyes and you might be thinking, you know, I'm seeing all these grateful posts on social media, and by the time the end of November comes, like, boom, you want to punch somebody in the face because you're sick of hearing about gratitude. Chances are, if you feel like that, you're not a grateful, very grateful person, okay? And that is a problem, because guess what? Gratitude will help give you perspective, happiness, and joy. But it's hard. It's hard to get there when you have, you know, I'm telling you, I've lived the dark, right? I've had a spouse with a terminal cancer diagnosis, a death of a spouse. I've had divorce. I've been helping clients who are through a gamut of other problems as well. And it is hard to find the gratitude. I get it. I get you. So if you are a Grinch of gratitude, stay tuned on this episode, because I'm going to give you things that will help you literally train your brain to be more grateful. I just want to do a quick shout out. If you are liking my content, you can get more of that on my website, CamilleBauer.com. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can like this video. You can subscribe. You can share. But go ahead and do that. I would love it and appreciate it. I would be grateful for you if you're liking the content that I'm generating, if you just give me a thumbs up, share, and leave a comment. So anyway, moving forward on this week's episode is specifically in the gratitude genre, on how to transform your thoughts to change your life. And you can really, if you're a negative person, you can literally blame it on your brain. For real. In your brain, you have a filter called a reticular activating system. It's about the size of a pencil in the back of your head. We'll just refer to it as RAS, okay? This particular little filter has a big job. It has to decide in real time what your conscience needs to focus on. You can train your brain, though, to filter more of what you want to see in the world. And this can relate to not just gratitude, but so many different goals, habits, lifestyle, how you live, and the quality of life you generate. I know you can agree with me on realizing your RAS is working. You might not have known you had a reticular activating system, but guarantee when you were shopping around for a car, all of a sudden you started seeing that car lots of places. When you were thinking about maybe having a baby or struggling with that, guess what? You see a lot of pregnant girls. That is your RAS filtering what you are choosing to focus on, choosing to think about. It's stuck in there. Same as shopping. You know, if I tell you look for the color green, you know, go in a room, all of a sudden you're going to see it. You know, what you choose to focus on, what you choose to think about, is actually controlled by a part in your brain. So what if the message your brain is sending to you is negative, grumpy, ungrateful? Good news, it's not just, that's just how I am. No, you can change it. You can actually reprogram your RAS. How do we do that? I love to help my clients do that. And so if you're interested in getting more hands-on help, check out my website. Sign up for a a it's a where you go in, sign up, and we can do a free 20-minute session to see if my style fits your style and we jive. I would be honored to walk with you through your journey of better quality of life. One in particular client that I was working with was complaining, right? And I let that go on for a minute or two. And when we get to the meat of it, it's a complaint about a husband's quirk, okay? And I'm sitting there listening to it, and she loves him, he loves her. It's just a nitpicky thing. And as I'm sitting there listening to my client, and I'm telling her, you know what? Imagine that that person was gone. And you never had that problem again. How would that make you feel? You'd never see that toothpaste squoze the wrong way ever again. But that person would be gone. Not in your life anymore. Thinking about that changes perspective, right? Especially having lost somebody, and now I'm remarried and in such a great marriage, and it's amazing. And I'm so grateful that I can overlook, and he can overlook my quirks, I can overlook his quirks, and I'm grateful. And actually, they're more endearing to me, and I appreciate him for those. And that's what you need to do, right? You need to switch your focus, ask yourself a different question. You know, not is that toothpaste being, you know, the pee on the toilet seat or the toilet bowl lifted up or the toothpaste stung or the socks on their floor, what, always leaving the doors open, like whatever quirk they have that just makes you insane. If they were gone, you would miss it. And I really had that a front row seat to that when my late husband was delivered a terminal cancer diagnosis. It really changed everything for me because nothing bothered me. And I was just grateful that he was breathing and alive and still there. And I find myself, you know, that I've trained that RAS to think the gratitude in people. Think of what they bring to my life. And I share that with my clients, help them change that and transform that in their own life, as well as my children. You know, I'm found saying, you know, I have two boys that love to bug each other. It's like their favorite thing. And you don't ever want them sitting by each other on the couch. And oh my gosh. And I find myself saying to them, you know what, if Gunner died tomorrow, Wyatt, would you be happy with the way you treated him? You know, or if Wyatt was gone, Gunner, would you be satisfied with the quality of relationship you have, you know? And you would miss all the stuff he does to annoy you, you know, and it begrudgingly works, but it's hard to hear when you're in hard. I get it. Okay, there's a story of a waiter, okay? This is an old story. You can look it up on the internet. I've heard it on a talk. But this waiter asked a customer if they enjoyed their meal. The guest replied, yeah, everything was fine, but it would have been better if I had been served more bread. So the next day, the man returns. And the waiter, he gets sat in that waiter section, and he's like, okay, I'm going to make his day. So he brought double the amount of bread, giving him 4 slices instead of 2. But still, the man wasn't happy. The next day, in walked the same guy. The waiter doubled the bread again without success. So finally, on the 4th day, the waiter was hoping he would come in, and he was really determined to make that man happy. So he took a 9-foot-long, 3-meter loaf of bread, cut it in half, and with a smile served it to this man. Okay? He could hardly wait to see the man's reaction, but he didn't react. After the meal, the man looked up and said, good as always, but I see you're back to giving only 2 slices of bread. that man is not living in a state of gratitude. He has not trained his RAS to look for the good. It's only trained to look at the negative, look at what's not there, look at the glass that's half empty. You know, how can you train your RAS to be more grateful? If you find like, hey, I'm really resonating with some of the things she's saying today and I need to be better, but I don't know how. I want you to write three things you're grateful for. Write it down on a piece of paper and look at that list each day. I promise you, your RAS will start recognizing those blessings more. We'll start recognizing the gratitude. You will be and you will grow in the spirit of gratitude. And that's a guarantee. It is literally has to do with science and is part of your brain. Check out the RAS online and you'll be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Also, God promises that he will bless us. In the Bible, all over, it is, right, it is commanded that we are grateful. I really liked the scripture in Doctrine and Covenants chapter 78, verse 19, and it says, he who receiveth all things with thankfulness shall be made glorious, and the things of this earth shall be added unto him even 100-fold, yea, more. And I know this to be true. I know that I've dealt with devastation and darkness and hard, but I also know that I am able to more fully appreciate and be grateful for the good things in my life because I have trained my RAS to think and focus on the good. So as we are approaching the holidays, I know it can be overwhelming if you're dealing with darkness and hard and life's unfair for you, betrayal, divorce, death, whatever it might be. There is always something to be grateful for. Always. There is always someone out there that wishes they have the life that you had. And I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. If you want to be signed up for my newsletter, you could check that out too. I put out great content a couple times a month, and that is CamilleBauer.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter. But I love you guys, and I hope you have a grateful week, and let's practice exercising our gratitude and retraining our brain to be more grateful.